When did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it was actually not my legs that did me dirty. It was my friend's. However, I captured it on film, so I feel like I can speak for her.
Excellent.
So a friend and I went up to Alaska to meet up with another friend to do an overnight backpacking trip up in the mountains. Oops, sorry. One sec.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry about that. There's still snow on the ground, so we actually lost the trail kind of halfway through our hike, and it was June, so it was still light out even during the night, so we kept hiking, trying to, like, find the trail again, but we were having to post hole through, like, a few feet of snow, so our legs were getting really tired.
This already sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, we were terrified, because actually, at one point around midnight, our legs were already starting to give out, and we had, like, 30-pound packs on our back, so we actually had found a dry spot under some trees to, like, pull out the bags and, like, maybe catch some rest. But then we had one of our friend's dogs with us, and the dog started just going crazy. And it turned out it sighted a bear nearby. So we, in our backpacks, we actually had, like, teriyaki pork or something that we were going to eat that day. So we smelled like meat. And there was a bear nearby. So
keep mind, you're also made of meat. So how did you how did you know it was a bear? So the dog's going crazy, but what let you know that it was in fact a bear?
My friend went and checked it out. She wondered why the dog was going crazy. So she went and looked and saw the bear on the opposite, kind of across the valley, but still too close for us to be comfortable.
See, that is a white person move. If you were in a group of black people, that dog goes crazy. Our conclusion would be the dog's going crazy. It doesn't matter what's out there. We're going back.
That would be my.
Let's go see what's making the dog crazy.
Well, that would be my number one fear about backpacking and camping in Alaska. It's
just bears.
The fact that there are bears.
Legitimate. Yeah. So we were scared. We were just too scared to sleep. So I immediately flung the Ziploc bag full of marinated meat off a cliff. And then we packed our bags up and just kept on going.
Meat are we talking that you throw off the cliff?
It was a Ziploc bag full of, like, teriyaki skewers. I also, my legs were tired, so I also had to toss a gallon of John Daly that I had hiked up that mountain.
Oh, no.
You threw that away?
My legs were given out. Like, a gallon of liquid bikepacking.
No, we understand. We completely understand. I would just drink some of that.
Do you realize this? If you pour it down your throat, you carry the weight differently.
Oh, I didn't want to fall off a mountain. I was like, you know, we were already tired, and then if I'm drunk on top of that, I'm going to die.
Honestly,
yeah, guys, it's probably the right call.
Would you rather be drunk and fall off a mountain or be sober and deal with a bear that thinks you smell like teriyaki?
Neither are good choices.
Okay, that's the right answer.
So we keep going, and by that time, it was finally getting dark again, Alaska in the summer, so or in June, so still snow, but still some light. We were sitting at the bottom of this kind of small valley, and one of our friend who is supposed to know the area goes, I think I've recognized that ridge line. She hikes up the hill. The other two of us are, like, down below because we're too tired, and we don't want to hike up and then have to backtrack. We hear her scream at the top of, like, over the hill. So we're like, crap, the bear's got her or something. We go hauling up there to, like, save her or see what's going on. And she found the trail finally. She's, like, doing this happy dance. And my other friend, like, was so happy, too. She goes, oh, my gosh, I've been so terrified tonight that I haven't even bothered to stop to pee. I'm going to finally pee. So I have my camera out. I'm taking pictures because I want to, like, remember this. So I didn't really hear her because we were too busy shrieking and, like, laughing. She drops trowel with her backpack still on her back and squats to go pee, starts peeing, like, straight into the dirt. But then her legs give out, and she just sits straight down in the mud puddle. Right as I whip around and take the photo, and there's, like, a bright.
Did you keep the picture?
She made me delete it, actually. She was furious.
You could have taken a picture of the imprint she left in the mud. It probably looked like a moose went by.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What's that, a footprint? Nah.
Wow, that's a big one. I bet that's a 1,000-pounder up here on this hill.
I don't know if there are camels here.
I didn't either.
Why? Why would you take teriyaki-flavored anything on a hike in Alaska?
I can't imagine. I mean, there is, but you could still take stuff. You just got to put it up in a tree or a bear bag or whatever.
But how far away does that need to be from you? Right?
But you still need stuff to eat while you're on that hike.
I know, but bring boiled Brussels sprouts or something. Nobody wants to eat.
You can throw it up 20, 30 feet. But one thing my scoutmaster always told me, he's like, look, if you don't think a bear can climb that tree and get anything in there, you're wrong. So you can put it up there to make it somewhat of a deterrent from smell, but they can smell everything anywhere.
No, my thing is not a deterrent from the smell, just I don't need you to drink that smell to my tent.
Right. I mean, you're basically opening up a restaurant in the middle of the woods for anything that's wild out there. Like, smell this. This is what we got. Come on down.
I had a buddy that got like a pass to go up there and hike around, McKinley?
Yeah.
And there was like part of that hike where he just had to like, pretty sure he had to like call his wife and a couple other people and just be like, hey, like I'm going to be without cell phone for like 4 days. Just let everybody know I love them. Like, there's a lot of bears out here. There might be a chance that he was fine. He wants to do it again, but yeah.
He wants to do it again.
Oh, he loves it.
Okay.
But it is definitely intense. Like, he was like, no, dude, it's that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you still got to bring stuff you can, MREs and jerky is easy, but he's like, you got to be very careful about putting it in that bear bag and putting it somewhere every night.
And when it's snowing like that and you're post-holing, you're not really thirsty. Right. So you're not keeping yourself hydrated. I mean, nearly as well as you should. It's just one of those things you don't think about. Because sure. Every time you pick your leg up and put it down, you know, it sinks a foot and a half down in the snow where the ground is, and you just keep doing that over and over. So you're lifting your knees as high as you can with big-ass, probably plastic boots on, which weigh more than not. You got a backpack on, as she said, with 30 pounds.
She could have drank some of that away.
You feel like ass by the time that's all said and done.
I mean, look, man, Alaska, my only thought is bears. We did that hike up the mountain. Nothing like she was doing, I doubt. But still have my head on a swivel. In case there's bears, right? Because they're everywhere. And keep in mind, when we got there, all right, so we land, we get to our, we're in Anchorage. We're in downtown Anchorage. And they have the newspaper sitting on the table when you go into the hotel room. Miles just reads this headline, something like, second jogger attacked in the last
at Centennial Park.
Couple of weeks at Centennial Park.
By a bear.
And I just said, look, man, here's how we solve that problem. Don't go to Centennial Park. So we look at a map to find Centennial Park. And what we realized was, when you look out of our window, directly across the street, was Centennial Park.
Yeah, we walked outside, man. There's a big, like, wrought iron grate sign. Yeah. Centennial Park.
I'm like, we are downtown.
Yeah.
This bear is rolling through downtown.
It was right between the Marriott and Captain Cook's Hotel. I mean, it was directly downtown in Anchorage. Yeah.
This was a grizzly bear. So when we're walking around at night, man, smoking cigarettes half drunk, it sounds stupid. Even though we're downtown, it's like, man, keep your eyes open for that goddamn grizzly bear. Because that thing is somewhere around here. So I can't imagine walking out of the woods. I got teriyaki. Like, no. No, man. Check your flavors before you go.
I just can't imagine cooking meat on an open flame or on a pink one stove, you know, out in the middle of Alaska, knowing that that the only thing that it smells good to other than you is everything else in the wild around you.
I mean, that'd be like tying a pork chop to your neck and jumping into the Amazon because there's piranha.
No kidding. The one time that we went camping with Boy Scouts where we actually had to put all of our food into like bear-proof canisters.
Yeah.
They were kind of heavy on the fact, like, let's not do anything that's terribly pungent here, guys. Let's stick with dehydrated meals that you then have to, you know.
What did you guys basically eat? Like, what has the least scent?
So they actually do have little packages that are just dehydrated meals that they're basically MREs that you can get at, like, REI and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I think I had, like, a spaghetti with meatballs. But
yeah,
like,
they're much better now than they ever were back in the day.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yeah. My problem is I got rained out of that one, so I had to bail out early. I couldn't find my food.
You couldn't find your food?
I took the wrong duck hunt thing up there, dude. I got all the way to the top. I am rained out, okay? It is absolutely storming this entire day. I finally get my tent up. It is just disgusting outside. I open up my little bear canister, and there's nothing inside.
Oh, damn.
Damn. It was terrible.
When did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.